This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Here it is, last night's Tea Party debate in 30 seconds.
It has been called a Ponzi scheme by many people long before me.
The American people create jobs, not government.
What works is to have people come into the United States with a little bit of money in their pocket legally.
Congressman Paul, you're from Texas. Does your governor deserve all that credit?
Not quite.
Utah was number one in job creation at 5.9% during my years as governor.
I think Governor Perry would agree with me that if you're dealt four aces, that doesn't make you necessarily a great poker player.
Now, I've been told by some people, you don't know how Washington works. Yes, I do. It doesn't.
The attacks on Rick Perry were no surprise, but the other issues at hand may have been. It began as a debate on Social Security and ended as a fight over immigration and vaccinations. Is there a front runner left standing? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 13th. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry will be back later this week. Let's take a look at our top stories this morning, and we'll begin overseas. Reports from Afghanistan say insurgents are firing rockets toward the U.S. embassy in Kabul. The Taliban's website is running a statement on saying Operation Martyrdom is now underway. We'll talk more about this later in the hour as the story develops. Meanwhile, the economy was in the spotlight at last night's Republican presidential debate. It was sponsored by the Tea Party and carried by CNN. Frontrunner Rick Perry came under fire for his comments in which he's called Social Security a Ponzi scheme and a fraud. But the Texas governor fought back, saying the program needs to be reformed.
We're going to fix it so that our young Americans that are going out into the workforce today will know without a doubt that there were some people who came along that didn't lie to them.
It was an attack on Perry for most of the evening. Here's Congressman Ron Paul, a fellow Texan who took issue with the governor's record of lowering taxes and creating jobs.
My taxes have gone up. Our taxes have doubled since he's been in office. Our spending has gone up double. Our debt has gone up nearly triple. So I would put a little damper on this, but I don't want to offend the governor because he might raise my taxes or something.
We're going to talk more about the Republican debate in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, President Obama probably wants to keep his job. He heads to Ohio today to tout his $447 billion jobs bill. It's the first part of a swing through some battleground states to ramp up support for the legislation. Less than a day after the president sent the bill to Congress, a spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner says the president's plan doesn't appear to have been offered in bipartisan spirit. Firefighters from the Pacific Northwest, from the Northwest to the Heartland, continue to fight massive wildfires. Officials say they've contained 70% of a fire in south-central Washington state, and they're slowly gaining control of three groupings of fires that were sparked by lightning earlier this week in California. And a week-long fire in Texas is still burning. Firefighters have contained more than half of those flames, but some 1,500 homes have been destroyed. It was a night to remember at Arthur Ashe Stadium when Novak Djokovic beat Rafael Nadal for the men's U.S. Open Championship. That match lasted more than 4 hours after Nadal forced Djokovic into four sets. The Serbian finally overcame the defending champ 6-2, 6-4, 6-7, 6-1, and Nadal said he worked hard.
It was a tough match, physical, mental, everything. I think it was a good quality match. Congratulations for him. He's doing great.
That win is Djokovic's third Grand Slam title for the year. In markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 11,061, the S&P at 1,162, the NASDAQ at 2,191. Later this hour, we'll speak to documentary filmmaker Ken Burns about his new documentary, Prohibition. And we're going to hear the voice of Jackie Kennedy with some newly released tapes that show a little more insight on the fullness, the diversity of her personality as First Lady. First, though, we talk about last night's Tea Party debate, and we want to look for your takeaway. As always, what did you learn? Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.